This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
On Sunday night, the former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, appeared on French television for the first time since his arrest on rape charges in New York in May. He said he regretted his actions, but they hadn't been that bad. Well, now, as we hear from our correspondent John Laurenson in Paris, the French journalist who accuses him of trying to rape her on an earlier occasion has been on television to stage her counterattack.
Cette légèreté, il l'a perdue à jamais le 15 mai.
The journalist and novelist Tristan Bannon on Canal Plus Monday night. Dominique Strauss-Kahn says he lost his light-heartedness on May the 15th this year. She says, I lost mine the 11th of February 2003, the date when Bannon, then aged 24, claims he made a violent attempt to rape her when she came to interview him. The interview started with him saying he wouldn't be able to talk unless he held her hand, she says, which ended with Bannon literally fighting him off on the floor. When I see him talking with that hardness, as if he were reciting words he's learned by heart, to hear not one word, neither for Nafissatou Diallo nor for myself, it hurts, she says.
Ouais, ça fait mal.
Until the New York accusations came out, Bannon kept quiet. She once went public with her accusation on a late-night TV show, but the mention of DSK was cut. She was dissuaded from trying to prosecute by her mother, a local councillor with Strauss-Kahn's Socialist Party, and, Bannon says, by various Socialist Party bigwigs, such as current presidential hopeful François Hollande. And when she finally made the charge openly, Strauss-Kahn denied everything and filed for slander. In a recent biography, he told his biographer that it was a normal interview that took place with Bannon and that he'd been stupefied to learn that Bannon had accused him of attempted rape. She imagined it, he said. However, information leaked from DSK's interrogation by French police on Monday of last week shows he has changed his tune. He now reportedly admits that he did make advances to the journalist and tried to kiss her, but that it ended there. Bannon's mother, Anne Mansouret, who says she now regrets having talked her daughter out of going public earlier, believes Dominique Strauss-Kahn still has a way to go to get to the truth. What I know is that when I picked my daughter up, she had a broken heel and was in a state of deep emotional shock, she told RTL Radio. If he just wanted to plant a little kiss on her nose, she wouldn't have been in that state. I have an established conviction about what happened, which is based on an array of evidence and which does not correspond with Sir Strauss-Kahn's tale, told several months late of a romantic flirt. On Sunday night, DSK said that Nafissatou Diallo was motivated by the hope of financial gain when she told police he'd raped her. But had he been asked the same question about Tristan Bannon, it would have been more difficult to answer. Bannon is young, successful, rich and beautiful. For her lawyer, David Koubi, she really doesn't need this. What has she got to gain? Who'd want this sort of publicity? Who would want their private life exposed in the media in this way? No one. You'd have to be stupid to think such a thing. The French media says that it has been informed by anonymous sources within the judiciary that the magistrates conducting a preliminary investigation into the Bannon affair to see whether sufficient evidence can be found to attempt a prosecution say that they will not press charges. In which case, says Bannon's lawyer, his client will file a suit herself. It is just possible that for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the result of the hotel affair in the United States will be a prosecution for sexual assault in France. John Laurenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.